Thanks. So, for anyone who showed up late, there's an open mic later on. Sign up. Where's the list, by the way? Does anybody have it?
I think it's right on this table.
Oh, great. So now you know where the list is.
There's wine and beer.
Is there still wine back there, too? Wine, beer? All right. So next we have Deborah Morcoon. She is a teacher at...
My name is Deborah
Morcoon.
That's how I
do. She's a teacher at Community College in Temple. Here she is. She's recently on the Poetic Arts Performance Project Symposium's panel, and she hosted a panel, and her projection machine poem is being published next year, right? Next year?
January.
And you can see her on the streets of Philadelphia doing some poetic terrorism of sorts in the most kindly of ways. Everyone, Deborah.
So today I'm going to read some pieces from a long poem called The Ida Pingala. Invisible, reap thorns dawn, we drove hammers, we moved across the country, and the toads, and the flag fishers, cenotaphs carry us soldiers, carry us into the back room of the harem yard where the girls are counting figs. Carry us, cenotaphs, the mercy of the prison guard comes later than our grandmothers spinning one cup of desert sand into the last Tartar's pot. Carry us down the back road and closer to the Ferris wheel where our brothers stand making sense of back and forth motions, ginger wings. Visible, in the halls of saints, we piled sword upon sword and kept fighting. Kept our two selves split, one in the background, and one of us the cenotaph. A putrid shell of a shanty town. All the flag flickers. The flags of genera heaven. Plaques celebrating the last man standing. In the halls of saints, we pissed. We liquefied statues. Nunneries where guns are sold to reptile boys. We are shining and I can't see beyond the city, byways. We are shining with tickets to the steamship. We are a shining place name, where the river is the ocean, is the desert, is the sea, and the city where his antlers poke through. Shining in the lobster town, torched out glances, to see fire we went to the local reproduction of the Holocaust, homemade replica, sewn by our mothers in the back lot of the churches, motley firmament. They swore they were shining when the mother came out and left them for the birds to feast upon. When they were gobbled up by the birds in their harvest. And the nest, of course, the place where the children were placed after birth. So they left their clothes, their infant clothes, and swore like a cocoon they would find them once they'd gingerly removed their sacred cloaks, standing bare before the bruised children of the isle, who have come to keep the surf a hand-washed ornament. I've got your haystack standing next to the armory, Beelzebub, your pink city. Missile throne, rosemary sprig, wilting at the gallery down Winter Street. Lavender buds sent over on the ferry each year. We in this prison lot sell our beads to the captain of the train that goes over the border. A bushel of prisoners' fingertips sold to the men who drive the trains. He is Messiah wretched, waiting. These steel airplanes make airports disaster and Messiah worthy. We wait for the ocean hue to mark this molten space worthy of our furnaces, to give the most clandestine approach a sorry shift. I'm sorry for saying Messiah wretched. I heard them singing to the sea. I saw them collecting their eyes from the parlor mat so they could make out the apparition of the children on the ferry boats more clearly. I saw them give themselves back to the fallen churches. I heard them singing the names of their children to the shrines where they left their babies unguarded. I saw them pewter-like. They were carved, fossil fuels, the steam of metal factories. I saw them break. 1,000 people stood upright against the tenement building, My heart pounds as the usher removes my father from this book of history and puts him in the used car lot, grieving. They fell apart. They gutter-sniped the stone throne like interlopers ready to get in between the news and the honey jars of the singing sea. No more golden arrows to sell them. No more children like this on the beach. My infant clothes are in the bedroom. They are victory clothes from the last crusade. You said it happened so quickly, the wars. I spent my last dollar. Those crusades were so important for a whole century of people who cleaned their bodies in the nearest springs to curl themselves into certain poses. In Joplin, the 4 o'clock train, candle wax, dead tree, soot. I laid behind the pine trees, tried to sap the thorns of the blistered creek. There was once a queen who lived in the Harriet neighborhood. She was a thorn prick. She kept her cock shepherd grazing. At the local truck stop travel store, I slept with my gas station knife and kept looking at him through the window. He was a pink poinsettia. His face was lined with the afterbirth of Caesar after he was backhanded by Brutus and carried into the army tank. In the bathroom, I washed my face and looked into the mirror while a caliber of weapons was placed next to the cashier who slept by his register, counting the sheep dollars and safe deposit banks. Immortal, a huge train cannot impact the earth with tracks from the other side. This train harlot, a division guide to claim the foolish impermanence. The blisters on our feet as we make our way past the legion of arms who stroll beside the government house where our mothers cook stew made of pilgrim feet. For example, if Cicero and Ronald Reagan, grandfather clocks, set their timers. If Margaret Mead hadn't brought her girlfriend to the jungle that night. If we brought back the chairs we stole from the Colosseum. If we sold the ocean. For instance, if we exchanged crow feathers for lanterns. If we pooled the ozone layer down upon the floorboards. If the display of amber necklace and sackcloth diminished under golden lights. Thank you.